So today we're going to talk a little bit about working from home and why I love it and how it's been an amazing opportunity for us and our family. And now that it seems to be what everyone's kind of doing, I think we might as well just talk about work-life balance and what it looks like working from home. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, guys, so I know a lot of people right now are working from home or are planning to work from home over the next couple of weeks, and I wanted to share a little bit about kind of what our lives look like working from home. So for example, today, all three kids are home with us. They're not home with us every single day. We've actually hired Paul's mom to be our full-time nanny. So she is our nanny and she takes the kids for a decent amount of hours throughout the day. And what I love about that is it's a win-win-win. So the kids are raised by a grandma that they love during the day versus I get nervous about sending them to daycare. She gets an incredible job that she loves, and I'm able to maximize work during the day so I can really, really focus on spending time with the kids. But let's talk a little bit about what it looks like when the kids are home and what work-life balance looks like. So first and foremost, I really enjoy working from home because I don't waste time in commute. I don't have to waste time getting ready. I actually heard somewhere that the average person only gets like 4 hours of work done in an office anyways per day because of interruptions and socialization. What's interesting to me is thinking about how I literally get a solid 8 or 9 hours done every single day of real needle moving work. And I'm like, I can't imagine only getting 4 hours of work done per day. That would like drive me crazy. Side note, it's 11-11. I've been seeing 11-11 everywhere. Anyone else? Anyways, so what's interesting is when I'm working at home with the kids, Paul and I have to have very, very clear, like, you know, roles slash what we call offices, meaning Paul's office is finance and HR and admin and making sure the whole team is moving forward, keeping our household moving forward with the help of his dad. We hired his dad full time as our household manager. But that doesn't mean everything always runs all the time. And so what we do is Paul's job is to make sure that I'm able to do my job fully. And so when we do have the kids home, he's going to make sure that the kids aren't interrupting my content creation, my filming of courses, my lives, etc. But I do actually leave my office a few times throughout the day and go spend time with the kids, even if it's just like a lunch or spending some time, you know, just connecting with them and snuggling so that they're not like, where's mom the whole time. In fact, I found that if I'm proactive about taking time to go see them during my breaks, they're less interrupting towards my workday. And so that's been really helpful. But another thing that's really, really helpful is to get the kids doing something that's educational and helpful. So that sometimes it looks like YouTube or Netflix. We find shows that teach them things. And what's amazing is like seeing like the kids actually learn through some of these programs. I don't remember many of these programs when I was a kid, except for like Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers. But what I do remember is like that those were really, those were my babysitters growing up. And so I love putting the kids, putting some educational information that's entertaining as well in their hands, literally in iPads, so that that way they can really learn while also allowing us to have some more time to work. Now, with work-life balance, one of the things that it really looks like is knowing when I'm working and knowing when I'm off. Like I cannot mix up the two. Otherwise, I get really like stressed out and cranky and always feel like I need to be in a different place. So for me, I need permission to work fully when I'm in work mode, and I need permission to not even touch work when I'm with the kids. And that distinction alone has literally cleared up my sanity. It's so crazy because I was able to now realize, okay, I spent good time working, producing, creating, moving the needle, and now I can go and let the kids do their thing. And then when it's time to spend time with the kids, I'm like, I'm really proud of my progress and the work that I put in today. I can spend time with the kids and not feel guilty. And so being very present no matter where I'm at has helped me to never feel like I should be somewhere else. So that's a huge key. Another thing as well that's helpful is recognizing what work you can do from your phone. So for example, if we're going to go run errands with the kids, maybe I'm going to be riding passenger and I'm going to do some work from my phone, whether it's scheduling an Instagram post for later or doing an Instagram story or even sometimes recording a YouTube video or quick prepping a TikTok or publishing a TikTok. I know what work I can do from my phone so that way if we have a long drive, I can get work done during that time that's usually just reserved for listening to the radio and, you know, kind of telling the kids to stop kicking your chair, right? That's pretty standard when it comes to drives. And so that's been really helpful for us. Another thing that's really helpful is that we don't do a whole lot of cleaning during the week. And yes, I know that that sounds crazy, but we do picking up, and that's really, really key. I can't imagine getting anything done throughout the week if I had to clean the house every single day. So during the weekends, I clean hardcore, like deep clean, purging, getting rid of so much stuff, making sure everything is organized. That has been life-changing for us so that then during the rest of the week, we just have a couple pickups. Like I look at my office right now, and as I'm looking around my office, it is spotless with the exception of a coffee cup and a water container, which I just chugged. Those two things are the only things in my office right now. So then when it's the end of the day, all I have to do is take out my water container and my coffee cup, and the office is already clean. So there's no deep cleaning or real intense cleaning during the week, with the exception of maybe a load of dishes. That's it. And the rest can happen on the weekends. That has been so key in us finding this work-life balance. Another thing that's really helpful is knowing when you need to tap out and not feel guilty about creating dinner from a package. Like, guys, kids will survive having mac and cheese once in a while. Kids will survive having pizza once in a while. Like when I have a really particularly intense day, I'm like, let's not cook tonight. Or Paul will say, you know what, I'll take a turn. And he makes one of two things. He either makes tacos or he makes burgers. And you know what? Those are really good. And so I don't rely on him as much as I rely on like once in a while pulling out the packaged foods and being like, you know what, the kids will survive. It's fine. There's no unwritten rule that says I have to be a perfect mom that cooks meals from scratch. And so exactly, like stop trying to be Pinterest moms. That has been super helpful for me in removing the pressure. That pressure is only internal, by the way, guys. Like people don't actually expect us to look like that or act like Pinterest moms that are perfect or Instagram moms. That's usually our own expectation for ourselves. And once you realize, hey, listen, that's not attainable, so I should probably stop trying to act like that. Then literally you feel like this weight coming off of your chest, and that's been really helpful for me. Another thing as well with work-life balance, and this is going to sound kind of funny, but I live in yoga pants. Like it does not matter how many meetings I have. It doesn't matter if I'm going to be on Funnel Hacker Radio or if I'm going to be on a huge summit. I am living in yoga pants at home. Why? Because I can sleep in them. I work out in them. I work in them. I love yoga pants. And so the only thing that I do is like change up yoga pants. But I wear yoga pants and then I wear like a cute top. And that makes me feel comfy. What's nice about that is it makes me feel like I can just like walk around the house and just not feel like I can't breathe because of jeans. I hate jeans so much. And that feels like a weird, I don't know, a weird societal thing, but I like wearing yoga pants because then if I want to, you know, take a break or at the end of the day do a dance party with the kids, I am comfy. I'm not trying to dance in jeans. I'm wearing yoga pants and I can dance with the kids and I can move and have fun and quick get a workout in our yoga room. So those are little things that have been really, really helpful for me along this journey. Another thing that also is really helpful is being very clear about what your three top priorities are per day. You only get three top priorities, okay? So if you got nothing else done today, what are the three top priorities that you would get done on your business so that you were proud of your progress? When I go into each day with my three top priorities very, very clear, it's easy for me to get in, get done, and get out. And that helps me to literally just feel like I can breathe. I love knowing that I've gotten my three top priorities done each day. So that's something I really recommend. But also, making sure that you have a career that can thrive online, working from home is really helpful. And so I know some of you guys might be listening to this thinking like, oh, I could really use, you know, a career that allows me to work from home. Or maybe you're saying, you know what, I would just like to find one or two more clients. And I have an awesome resource for you guys. So go to www.smutrial.com. Social Media United is where I teach people how to literally work from home, how to secure your first or your next client, and then some of the skills to really support those clients. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I will catch you in the next one. Bye, guys.